I'm some powerful hungry right now. Let's get to the last couple callers that are on hold. Let's see if we can bring Brenda into the conversation. Or I'm sorry, it's Kim. Kim wants to talk about dishwashers
and
on
we're
line
actually,
three.
We're on line one right now. Yeses? Is that...
Let's see, where are we at? Let's go to Kim. Kim's on
there
three.
You go. Kim on three.
Okay, Kim, go for it.
All right, Kim.
Okay, hi. Good morning. Hey, we're in a 20-year-old house, and our dishwasher is giving up the ghost. I'm okay. Looking for a recommendation on a good, reliable unit.
Well, that's easy for me. After considerable research, Jennifer and I upgraded our dishwasher about a year or two ago, and I don't know that I'll ever buy a brand other than Bosch, B-O-S-C-H. We had a KitchenAid. We've had Thermidors. Bosch has a unit now that runs a complete sanitizing cycle, and a lot of them do. But they have a drying cycle that when you open that door, there is not going to be a drop of water on anything. They're absolutely sanitized, dried, and ready to put up. They are an extremely quiet dishwasher. You can be watching TV in, about, or around the kitchen. I think when we replaced ours a couple years ago, even with my builder's discount, it was still about $1,300 or $1,400, which is an expensive for a dishwasher. But with 11 grandchildren, 6 kids, all with spouses, all over at the house at one time, our dishwasher gets a good amount of use, and we wanted one that I insisted on one that was sanitized and one that was quiet. And that eliminates a lot of units on the market. It narrows you down to about 4 choices. And of the 4 choices I researched, I settled on a Bosch, and I'm completely, absolutely happy with it. So I hope that helps. What about takeaways for today's broadcast? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're here every single week for one purpose, to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We talked a little bit about Outdoor Hour and landscaping. The rose auction would be an excellent opportunity to pick up a couple rose plants to get put in the front yard. It's a great plant for Arizona.
You can find that link at rosieonthehouse.com in the events tab, the Mesa Community College Rose Auction. All proceeds benefit Mesa Community College Rose Garden and Arboretum. You have one takeaway here, finishing up with Kim, who was just asking about dishwashers. We had to replace an appliance recently. Just how many places you can go that you can't take the appliance with you. They've got showroom models. You take the order, and then it shows up a couple weeks later. Well, didn't have a couple weeks to wait for a washer, a clothes washer for Amanda.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
It wasn't that, you know, we're very happy with what we got, but it wasn't because we had time to research. It's where can we get an available laundry machine right now? And that was the same way with our dishwasher and our washer machine.
Yeah, so if you think like this gentleman did that, it might be going soon.
And
now is the time to look at it. Yeah, and
get
it ordered. That happened to us on our refrigerator. It's not near the size it needs to be, but we needed it today.
Right. Yeah, and so then you got to go with what's available. So shop ahead of time, I guess. And then that would let you find something that might match your existing scheme. All of ours are mismatched.
Oh, no.
Names and brands.
Oh, no.
Your takeaways.
Well, you kind of took it. It was just... I've never had the confidence to try roses. I don't know why. It just seems like this great mystery. But between Ryan this morning and John Jay, I feel very confident that I'm going to make myself a little rose garden.
You going to get in on that rose auction?
I am. And I just, I love some of the cool names. I think it'd be fun to, you know, get some different varieties.
Well, let it be known here in public.
Oh,
any
no.
rose that gets planted on our property is yours.
Oh,
your
all right.
plant.
I take that challenge.
Okay.
You take the dogs, I'll take the roses.
All right. Very good. Folks, we appreciate y'all tuning in every Saturday morning. We're here to answer any question you might have. And if you're on hold and we haven't gotten to your question, just hold on. We'll take your question, get you the answer you need off air, one-on-one, personalized. call next week. Here at the station, please do us that little favor.